It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally here. And I can feel the change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and they're not gonna hold me down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down, 'cause I've got faith on the heart. Yeah, right. It might not be Dina. I don't know, but if somebody on all the watches just clicked in, just as the music finished there. Right. It might be Dina. Might not like the song, you know. Wait till the song finishes and then click in. I don't know. I really don't. But I know Dina has a busy day anyway. And normally finishes at around 9. Elsa B. Smith
birthday today. And because there's so many hours behind us, I haven't really got round to actually doing happy birthday yet, but I will do before the show ends. I must do that before midnight because they are only 1 hour behind us. They don't change their clocks anymore. And they used to be on the same time as the UK. But they don't change their clocks now, which puts them 1 hour forward of us in the... Or puts us 1 hour forward of them, sorry, in the summer months. So, 8 o'clock there now, I do believe, in the evening. All right, we're going to get on with it then. Just before we do, I'm going to pop over to the show page, because I need to do this. I've got to keep an eye on things now, because... Excuse me. I think the wife might have just lit up a normal cigarette there. Oh dear. Excuse me. I appear to be choking. Right. If I don't keep an eye on things, then nobody will. I'm going to close the Facebook off now, actually. I'm sure somebody will remind me to get that and make sure that we wish Elsie a very happy birthday there. So I shall get that done. I haven't had Facebook open all day. It is Saturday after all, you know. I'm allowed one day off. right, okay then. So I'm coming back to you now in the studio. So we've just had a look at the show page, and there's no call waiting or anything there on the show page. And what logic tells me, you know, and I do watch Star Trek, Mr. Spock, very logical man. dead, of course, but worse than that, he's dead to you. But never mind. Anyway, you know, I'm thinking that if one person can see the show page, then it stands to reason along the way that all others can see the show page. We've had a lot of fibbing going on, people saying, can't see the show page, and even people coming and saying they can't hear the show player, which is very odd indeed. We've put this to Blog Talk to see whether there are any problems, but as far as they've come back to me and said they've tested the studio, my studio, because they can do that, and as far as they can see at the moment, there is no problem. We still had sticky buttons when we came in this evening. I haven't got a clue what causes that. All I know is that the microphone opens when we start. And then if we've got cued music, the music will play. The microphone is not supposed to come on until we bring it on, but it comes on automatic. So, you know, I think maybe they ought to... take that off automatic at their end, because it comes on automatically and then you can't, it will go round and round like an internet wheel, and you can't unclick it until the music stops, which is a bit annoying because obviously you don't want that music sound coming through the microphone because it comes as a distorted sound. So the only way I can cure that is by muting the microphone somewhere else. And we do it that way. And then you don't get the distortion. Well, you shouldn't get the distortion, but yeah, right. Okay, 8 minutes. I've been yapping for 8 minutes. Wow, that's a record. Okay. So we've got Debbie, Holly, and Karen. Dina should be here with me.
Hi.
Hello. There you are.
Can you hear me, Ken?
I can, yeah.
My internet's playing up. My internet's playing up. That was a bit late. I've had to switch it on and off twice. But I have fibre broadband coming any time.
Well, we've got storms going around in the UK, ladies and gents. Big storms. So we're having a lot of internet problems at the moment. If we do cut off, you'll know why. I'll tell you a little bit more in the show, but coming up on Monday, we do not have Nikki Vanoush with us. Jane Foley is going to be sitting in once again because Nikki's got to go away somewhere. So Jane Foley, and then Nikki will probably do the Thursday as before. Okay. Ooh, she's just gone up. We've got four people now, so we better get on with it. Okay, Debbie, good evening.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
All
right. My name
That's
is
okay.
Debbie. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, Debbie. Okay, I'm just going to see what's going on with you, Debbie. Okay?
Please. Thank you.
Okay, right. Debbie, okay. Right. What are you worried about, Debbie? Because there's a lot of worry here. And this is kind of like, this is about money, Debbie. Are you worried about money and jobs?
Not job, just money.
Money, well, it's money. Money and jobs is the same thing, kind of. Right. I don't know if there's something for you to be training at. So I don't know whether you want to get your name on training or go higher up, or train for something else. But this is rolling on. This is like rolling on to do something else or go up in the ladder. You know, kind of like when you work and you want to, like, go up in the same job. So I don't know if it's the same job or go up on doing something else. So you're going to have to roll on and take a look at that. I have got Take a Leap of Faith. Things will get better. So you've got to believe that, you know, your money situation will get better. So you need to be looking. And Debbie, this is, you know, like feeling sad. When have you felt sad?
Do I feel sad now?
Yeah, when have you felt sad? Yeah, there's a bit of sadness.
I'm having a day of sadness today. I guess that's kind of why I called, is to see what validation I could get from what I'm feeling and what I'm getting intuitively.
Well, what I have got for you, Debbie, is like, dry your eyes, don't feel sad. So I think Spirit is trying to lift you up and trying to, you know, let things go past. I want to say, look at the bigger picture about life, Debbie. And stand back and look what's going on. Is there something you can do about it? Is there something you can't do about it? I think you need to reassess it. Is it outside influences or, you know, it's kind of all by man-made by someone else? You really do need to look at the bigger picture. Okay, so it's like, what can you do about it? When you feel sad, is it for yourself? Is it for someone else? Is it for a situation? You need to, like, pinpoint it. Okay. I've got a man on the table. He's 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. He's older man. Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. It's somebody that you know or you talk to. It's an earth sign man, so I don't know. No, alive. This man's alive.
Describe him again, please.
He's a Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo man, earth sign.
I
somebody
don't know
you
who
need
that
talk
would be.
To. I don't know if he's at work or somebody you would talk to, because I have got like the work card. I've just got, what do you want to learn, Debbie? Because I've just got, there is something that you could learn and then maybe earn some money off it, or maybe self-employed. So what is it you want to learn? Because you're capable.
I am learning you could do something right now.
Okay, well, this is keep on to it, because, and then I've got, you know, like, shall I, shan't I? Do I? Yes, no. This is a bit confused, so don't be confused. I've just got, don't batter yourself. Just go along and, like, go with the flow a bit more. Things will unwind as they go along. And I'm here in September for a month for some reason, so there's something I just feel better for the better. Something for the better is coming along in September. So
does it have something you need to do to with like, the man coming back?
I don't know if it's about the man or I've just got September. So this is like, look out the month of September. I just feel you need to do a lot of talking, pulling in friends and talking, having a good gossip with friends, you know, meeting up with friends. And, you know, kind of like when a friend says, we'll have to meet up. And I've got Debbie, go and meet up. Go and have a chat to friends. Meet up, talk. So do you feel you need to go and talk to people? You know, like a problem shared and all that. Because I've just got, you know, go. And this is talking to your family. When do you talk to your family? A member or all of them, I don't know. Because I've got
I've been estranged from most of my family for years. I have a spiritual family that I connect with a lot, but not my biological family.
Right, well, chat to the spiritual family, because I've just got the spiritual card out, and I've just got withdrawal. This is about family, because I've just got take a leap of faith. Have you thought of contacting someone, or I don't know if they have thought about contacting you, Debbie. So you need to be looking at that. Okay. Oh, here's another man, Aries Saggy Leo. So I don't know where the men fit into it. I just get from what you're learning, it will be great. So when do you actually finish your learning? This is spirit, so it's telling me...
It's spiritual learning. I never finish.
I've just got the spiritual card out, so I was going to say, very spiritual, Debbie, spiritual. This is like talking to spirit, knowing your guides, very spiritual. I don't know why these men keep popping up. Is a Libra, Gemini, Aquarius one? So I don't know if that's wanted to meet men or what have you, but, and here's an Aries Sagittarius, there's a man. Okay.
None of them are the Cancer I'm thinking of, but yeah, that would be nice.
Right. This is walking away from somebody. So have you walked away from a man in the past?
Yes.
Because you know it was the right thing. Well, you know, well, that's why I've got like the Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, Aries, Sagittarius. You know it's right. You're right to walk. So wherever went on, it was like right to walk. And I want to say, Debbie, if anybody offers you anything, help or, I don't know, anything at all, you say thank you. If it's not what you want, you say, well, thanks for offering that, but I'd sooner have this. And this is don't be afraid to ask for help. If anything you don't understand, it's ask. I just get you've got people around you that are there to help. And you only got to ask. You've only got to ask. And you've got...
No, I do. I've got a ton of people around me. I have an amazing community that I'm in. I'm just...
Yeah.
It's... I'm just having a sad day, and it's
Debbie.
Mostly because of a man.
Right. Well, this is walk away. So, are you going to walk? I don't know. That's up to you. Nobody can tell you what to do. This is... You got new things, new ventures. You've got new people coming in. You need to celebrate new. So, it's out with the old, in with the new. And this is kind of like, and don't be in a relationship where there's three people. So don't be drawn into any relationship, Debbie, where there's her, him, and you. Okay, so just don't do it. So they've got loads of people offering to this, offers for that. And I do feel, Debbie, you need to kind of like get a bit harder. Yes is yes, no is no. And like what you say is what you do. So I do feel you need to get a little bit harder in some areas of your life. Is there anything you want to ask?
Is my self-employment, my spiritual practice, going to support me financially?
I've got, okay, right. Well, this is good. There is some good stuff, and you've got new ventures and new people to meet through your self-employment. But I don't know, because if you've got to work, it's going to be up and down. So, like me, like, next week, I'm booked next week. I think I've got about two spaces. And some weeks is like less. It depends on holidays, you know, children's holidays as well. People can't get out because they've got the kids. So I get up and down, Debbie. And so, right. Have you decided to walk away from this man? Because I've just got walking. You've got a lovely friend.
I haven't been with him in years.
Well, it's just walk away from thoughts, feelings, or anything else. I've just got walk. And you have got a
awesome.
Lovely friend, a female, Aries Sagi Leo. Nice woman around you as a friend, Aries Sagi Leo. Fire sign woman. She's there for you. And she would say, look after yourself, Debbie. And this is kind of, if you've got any issues to look at your issues. And I just get, there's some good stuff coming. And there's some new people. And there's more learning, and there's more spiritual, and talk to your spirit family, because they're going to help you. And I've just got the connection you've got is a great. Keep it up. And it's like the emotional side. I just feel, Debbie, when you plunge, you plunge. So, you know, kind of like 0 to 60 seconds, and then you have to pull yourself back out. So that's what they're showing me. So this is... Get on with your spiritual stuff. You have new things. You've got new people, because I'm just sat there and I'm looking around and I've got 2, 3, 4 new people to meet. So, but this is connecting with the people I already know, but you're going to meet new people, new spiritual people. So it's like celebrate who you meet. Are you going to go on any courses?
Courses to pay for lessons?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, you know, like healing, like something different, but to do with spiritual.
No, I just had an attunement and I've added to my spiritual sessions to my healing practice, but I'm not going to pay anybody to learn a different modality. No, I'm almost 60 years old. I've been doing this totally led by spirit, the creator, for years.
I'm 60.
Whatever I need magically comes into my life when I follow my intuition and go where I'm led.
Well,
I'm just disappointed that I went
out
to try to find more spiritual people today and
yeah, but you have got some. So take your time because they're coming. They are coming. And I've just got go to different places, not the same places. That's your reading, Debbie. Different. I've just got new places, new people. You will find
new
people at new places. Right. You'll be finding them or they'll find you. And this is kind of like, ask your spirit guide. Send me in the right direction where they are. And Bob's your uncle. You'll find them.
You'll find them.
Yeah, you will.
I will.
Don't be sad, but just get up and go. This week, you know, like tomorrow's a new day. You got some coming, Debbie.
Thank you very much.
That's your reason. You're welcome, Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, there you go. And there she goes. Right. Okay. I mean, I can beat Dina. I'm 64 now. The wife here is 62. But, you know, I always look at it in reverse, because it's just a number, yeah? And age is just a number. If you reverse 64, then you get 46. And if you add 4 and 6 together, you get 10. And that's about my mental age, you know what? So don't worry about it. Who said that? Yeah, right. You know, that's the message that just come through from over my right shoulder there. Okay, right. I'll remember that one. Anyway, until I get upstairs. I'm gonna be punching somebody as I am when I get up there. I tell you. Holly.
Hi. Holly. Hello. Is she there, Ken?
Have I got the wrong name? It is Holly, isn't it?
I can't hear anyone.
I can't hear anyone, Dina, now. So I'll just wonder whether... Okay. Hello? 360? I'm sure that's Holly. Oh, I don't know. Because Holly calls in from two different numbers, you say, on occasion. And sometimes she has to go onto the other phone, yeah? So,
right.
Okay, we'll move on. We'll come back to that one. No worry. Right. Line three has disappeared on me. Okay, we're going to line four then, Keisha.
Hi. Hello. I'm not feeling the love here. Hello.
Just a minute, Dina. I need to actually do something. Carol, could you please stop that sound, please?
Okay, am I doing a thing?
Could you please stop that sound? Now, look, listen, you're annoying me now because at the moment, what's happening is that we're having problems, so that sound is actually annoying me at the moment. So you should just... Okay. So we don't have microphone connection. We've lost microphone connection. Dina can hear me. I can hear Dina, but we can't actually hear anybody else. Very strange. Okay. Just bear with me. Keisha?
Hello?
Are you there now? Okay, right. Dina?
Yeah, I can hear. Keisha?
Hey. Hi, Dina.
It is Keisha, isn't it?
It is Keisha. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Keisha. Okay, let's see what's going on. Flying out here. The cards are flying out. Okay. Keisha, I've just got... In order for you to have a life, you've got to create your own life. And not putting expectations on other people. So you've got to create the life you want. There is a woman to talk to. She's a Libra, Gemini, Aquarius woman. So there are somebody there. This woman's to help. But at the moment, your life's going up and down, Keisha. So one day is fine, one day isn't. So no 2 days are the same.
Yeah.
You've got to be looking at money. You've got to look at money, Keisha, and what money you got coming in and how much you got coming in and where from about coming in. There is a man around you. He's there with Saggy Leo. So this is like new things, new situations. So I don't know if you want a new man in your life, but this is kind of like looking for new. But I've just got turning your life around and getting past issues. So any issues you've got, this is confront them at the time. Don't sweep them under the carpet. So I've just got, look at all your issues. You know, this woman's popped up again. So this is talking to a woman about your issues, because I just get, she's trying to help you, but your fears, you're worrying too much. Spirit or spirit are looking after you. And I just get, use your intuition, Keisha. And I have got, like, on a day-to-day basis, you need to use your intuition a bit more. So about yourself, does that make sense? So I've just, you know, catching up with people, Keisha.
Mm-hmm.
This is catching up. You need to catch up with people. And somebody keeps coming in and out your life. So you hear from them, then you don't. Then you hear from them, then you don't. This is, do you want them in your life, or do you want them, because it is a bit like a bit stormy. So this is, it keeps coming back round. This woman's come up three times. She's an air sign woman, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius. Okay. Right. Keisha, we're talking about your ex now. When have you last talked about an ex?
I ain't talked to a man in years. So
no, when have you, when
six,
have you talked
six,
to
7 years? Physically talked to him was 6-7 years ago.
No,
physically,
not him.
Say a word to him.
No.
When have
you talked?
Yes, 5 years ago.
When have you talked to? No, I'm not on about when have you talked to him, Keisha. When have you talked to somebody about him? Mentioned him.
Okay, so, like, he has, I don't know what's really going on, if it's his female, if it's his wife, or is it him, but I mean, I got a new job, and oh my God, they was just like, Michelle, and I was like, what, Michelle, what do Michelle want? So, and that was the, you know, I was just getting so fed up with people coming up to me saying, Michelle. I was like, what do you want, you know, honey? What can I do for you? You know, so that was about a week ago. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm talking about, okay? Because that's what they're trying to say. This is confused. So you will be confused about it because you don't know what they're on about. And it's like, don't bother yourself being, well, don't think about it. Just kind of get on with life. I've just got, you're feeling a bit broke, so you've got to replenish money, looking at jobs, money, buying things, affording things, costing things that you want. So you've got to crack on about getting something you want. You see something, you know, the price, get the money to purchase it. I've just got out with the old, in with the new. Here's money. This is start saving your money, and I just get to spend something on yourself. Do not be dragged in to third party with anybody. That's not just an affair. That's with anybody's, about Michelle. So this is kind of hold your head up high. Walk away. Just go, you know, I'm not listening. I don't want to know. So that's what you need to be doing. But you have. Okay. This is, right, Keisha, you know, like materialistic things don't mean so much as experiences, meeting new people, getting on in life. It's not about having a brand new settee and all that. And I just get, yes, you're going to get things, but it's not the ultimate goal, you know. No, because I've just got, you're not materialistic. That's what I'm trying to say. So it's kind of a bed's a bed, a settee a settee. Well, that's a good way of looking at it. Now, this job, I don't know if it's going to be a bit boring for you and you might want to change. So
it's
this is
boring.
About the job.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, boring to tears. Like, I just want to go to sleep. And do not wake me up. So.
Well, they're yawning. Spirit's yawning. So, but it pays your bills, Keisha. So, if you want to look round, and this is, I don't know if I do, because, you know, you're quite comfy doing that job, you see. So this is kind of like, have a good think about it, but don't overthink. And if you do want to, like, a change, have a look round for a change. Okay, so this is looking at legalities of changing jobs. So, you know, like wages, where is it? So this is, you know, have a look around. Keisha, who is it you keep saying to a friend, yes, we'll have to meet up, and you don't get there? Because I've just got make a date, go out for tea with somebody. So I don't know if someone's saying, you know, should go out for a drink and a meal. And you're going, yeah, I've just got just go.
Oh, yeah, I do that to everybody. Yeah. They're like, we should go out sometime. I'll be like, keep that thought, baby. Yeah, so, and I never go out nowhere. So, yeah.
Well, no, they want you to go out. So it's no good going, yeah, we'll have to meet up, yes. Go out, because they're trying to push you out the door and have a nice time. And you'd be like, this is, okay. So you've got choices in what to do about job. To go out here, there, because I've just got choices of where to go. So there's some people with choices, okay? So you have got choices, and I've just got, enjoy like a bit of a change. You know, like routine Keisha. Routine Keisha. Okay. So are you very comfortable in your routine? Because I've just got, what is it you'd want in your life to make you happy? Step outside your routine. Do something different. I've just got, yes, Keisha, do something different. Look, this is good. Right. This is Keisha. Success in doing something. Right. What hobby have you got, Keisha?
The hobbies that I'm trying to get into requires money. And so that's
right.
What I'm trying to kind of stabilize this, you know, I'm trying to stabilize this job or some type of job that I can kind of do what I need to do on
right.
the side and eventually drop the job. I am not going to do this job for the rest of my life. I know they think I'm
well,
going to be there for the rest of my life. I will not be there for the rest of my life. So,
yeah. Well, keep on to that because I've just got, you. If you want to look, you look. But I've just got hobby. This is, if you can earn money, whatever. Because I just got emotionally, I just get to the stage where you're a bit fed up. You want your changes yourself because I've just got, oh, my God, Keisha, only you can do it. Is there anything you want to ask, Keisha?
Well, do you see anybody new coming in?
As in male or female?
Okay.
I have got,
it's good.
There is a man and there is a woman. I've got both.
I'm going to tell you something. I had a, okay, so I said, well, show me the guy who I should ask out. And I got this image, a clear image of him. Like 5 minutes later, no lie, I see the guy.
Yeah.
But I think the guy is
what
dead.
You going
to? And I was like, well, should I ask him out anyway? Yeah, so it kind of like, so, oh, my God, he looks exactly like the guy. And I actually wrote down what the guy looked like. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the guy. But he's gay. So is that the woman that you're talking about? Okay, but anyway. And he's a feminine.
Right.
I don't even know how to take that. how am I supposed to take that?
Well, that's an experience. Okay, Keisha, do you want to move?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly why I got this job again, just so I can prove that I got the money. Because, you know, in order to get an apartment
right.
or something, you got to show them your receipts, your job, you know, stuff or whatever.
You do that,
and that's
Keisha,
why. That's...
because you're moving. Okay, so this
okay.
is stand your ground. Get ready for the move. You've got a bit more money to save yet, but this is well from you. You're going to get there, but this is kind of like... saving every penny, but you'll get there. And I just get, Keisha, you will be packing. Okay?
Okay.
There will be packing. That's your reading, Keisha.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. You've got a lovely giggle.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Keisha.
Oh, dear. Okay, guys. Oh. But when we call out to the universe, I was at a place, and I've tried everything to be precise, you know, because I just can't do it. There's people that get things, isn't there? And there's people that get what they want from spirit, you know, it works for them. How it works for them, I haven't got the foggiest. I don't know how it works for some and not for others. I really do not know. Maybe it's in the voice, maybe it's in the attitude. I really do not know, but I cannot manifest. Somebody said, be careful what you wish for. Okay. I'd like a straight guy, please. You know, that's what Keisha's going to do. I'd like a straight guy, please. Yeah. You know, because that's just a situation that, well, okay, yes. Nice man to know. Make a good friend. I actually got friends that I worked with that I still see to this day. There's one or two people there that are, of a different sexual orientation that help us out on the show from time to time. Why not? I've got nothing against these people. If they've got nothing against me, why should I have anything against them? You know. So, there you go. But what I do say is each to their own. I said, be careful, Keisha. right then. Sonia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What's your first name?
Sonia.
Sonia. Okay. I have a wonderful. Okay, Sonia, I'm just going to see what's going on with you. Okay. Sonia, do you believe in angels? Because as I close my eyes, I see loads of angels.
Yes.
Well, your angels are surrounding you. And what I want to say, what your angels is kind of like saying, is Sonia, make plans. What plans do you want to make? Where do you want to go? Make a list. I've just got new things, new planning. Plan. So I think you ought to start planning things, planning this, planning that. I just feel it's your time, Sonia, to do some plans for yourself, not the people. So this is about you, okay? So I've just got, don't live in regret, Sonia. Just start making plans. So whatever planning you want to do, start doing it. Start writing, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And it is about you, because your fears about asking, fears about saying, I'll just get your fears speaking up, Sonia. So forget fears, speak up. And I do feel like we were just on about manifesting. Manifest your plans. There is somebody around you, Sonia, that I wouldn't really trust. It's kind of like, or you say it's black, they say it's white. So that's argumentative, okay? So when you come across argumentative people, you're not going to win. So it's kind of like, I'd say, well, I'm not going to win. Do you want to move, Sonia?
Yes, I do.
Because this, I got moving on the table. Okay, so I'm going to talk about moving. Right, you've got to have the money to move. Have you got the money to move? Because it's like, get all the money that you need to move. So, you know, kind of like, it's going to cost X, Y, Z. Have you got the money to move?
No, I don't.
Well, you can't move until you get the money. Because I've just got, unless you've got this amount, what you need to find out what amount you need to move. So you got to concentrate on the money to move, Sonia, because this is, shall I move, shan't I, do I? And you need to, like, I just got withdraw and look at the bigger picture. And there's always, where there's a will, there's a way, you know the saying? So you need to be like, which, how can you do it? What you need and how do you get the money? And it's all one on the back. But I do see you're moving, Sonia, is an issue. Like you want to move, but you can't. Well, this is, don't make it too big an issue. This is like talk the talk, walk the walk. So if you say you want to move, this is try and get the money to move. Because I've just got, I don't know where you want to move to, because I've just got the world card, which is anywhere in the world. That's close, near, far. This is like looking, and have you got, are you making it an issue where to move to? So you need to be looking at that. This is about you. So I just feel it's your time, Sonia, just to put you as number one, not everybody else. Think of yourself first, and because nobody else is going to do it. So I just feel you need to put yourself first, Sonia. Is there anything you want to ask?
Yes. My boyfriend and I just recently broke up, and I want to know if you see us getting back together, or do you see me, see anyone else coming into my life?
As I say, Sonia, put yourself as number one. Put yourself first. It's about you, and it's kind of like, but I have got find your peace. So we're talking, okay, I've got to say this, Sonia, you might be happier during the break. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the break. Okay. Did you tell lies, Sonia?
Did I tell lies?
No, did he tell some lies?
Yes, yes.
Right, because I'm telling you, Sonia, if you get back together, there's more lies. I wouldn't trust him not to tell lies. Put it that way. So, you know, they say once a liar, always a liar. But I just get, don't do the fears of being on your own. This is a waiting game. I just get, find your peace. Before you move on to anybody else, you've got to love yourself, Sonia. So when you can look in the mirror, look into your eyes and kind of say out loud, I truly, truly love myself without blinking or looking away. I feel you need some work on yourself, Sonia, of why. Why do people come into your life and like lie? But the fears, what star sign are you, Sonia?
Libra.
Right, so you're an air sign, like I'm Aquarian, I'm an air sign, but you're the wobbly one. So what you think you want, when you get it, you might not want it, but you do change your mind. So you are going to be happy. There is happiness here. I just get, not with a liar, but, you know, it's kind of like, so this is choices about lovers. So it's one you know, one you don't, two you know, two you don't. Look at your choices, Sonia. Spirit, sometimes they send them off because they're looking down and thinking, Sonia's too good for him. I think that's what's happened because I've got the spirit card on the table. You're not listening. You've got a friend saying you deserve better. Will you listen to people? Because you do deserve far better. If you're not treated like a princess, Sonia, you're there not to be with you. Okay? I've just got, right, third party. This is third party, so don't be pulled into an affair. If he's seen someone else, don't have him back. This is like into relationships, and I'm like, find out. Okay, was there someone else in your relationship?
In my relationship?
Yeah.
Meaning, was I seeing someone?
No, was he texting someone or sneaking off or whatever?
Yes.
Because, Sonia, there's three in this relationship, so just get out of it. Don't go back. This is brush yourself down, and this is find someone that's more accommodating, more that you've got, like, the same. So, you know, the same interests. You need somebody more compatible. So everybody's told you not to have him back. Well, no, you just need to get the summer money. This is about working and getting the summer money together for your own home. So you need to be doing that, Sonia. Okay, the world's your oyster. This is move wherever you want to move, Sonia, but this is moving on. I am not seeing a man for you in the next few months. I've just got mend, mend, mend. So it's do self-love, self-work. This is get your vibrations up that you are worthy of the best possible relationship going on the planet. That's what you strive for. That's what you want. And that's what you'll get, okay? Just work okay. towards that, Sonia. Don't go for less. Okay.
Okay.
That's your reading, Son. That's your reading, Sonia. I wish you well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sonia. Right. Oh, there she goes. Right. Oh. Oh, let's get the buttons right. Uh-huh. Okay. When somebody jumps and they go like that, sometimes the buttons will jump and the microphone switches up. Now, we've got Holly there with me in the court here at the moment, and we said that we'd go back to Holly because she was busy at the time. We'll take a little break before we do that. Hopefully we'll get some more lovely calls because Holly's the only one there now at the moment, so we'll take a little break. But if Sonia had a stayed. I had a little piece of music that was especially for her, but we're going to play it anyway. Because, you know, if you really want that man, there is a lot you can do about it, yeah?
Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, look out, cause I'm gonna get you.
Yes, sir.
So the piece of music has finished. The audio is bad between us, is what I got from one person there, as we were screening them. Dina, tell me, is my audio bad?
You did break up a little bit just before the song, Ken.
Before the song? Before the song?
Yeah, before the song. I heard every word on the song. I thought you were going to play Walk On By for Keisha.
No, wait a minute. Now, are you, you're confusing me now.
You're playing so now.
You've heard of the song, but you can't hear me.
No, just before you went into the song, you broke up a couple of words.
Okay.
I can hear you playing now.
Right then, okay. Right. So, right, we've got Holly, we've got Carolyn that's just called in there. Carolyn, not Caroline. Okay, got to get it right, you know. Okay, Holly.
When do you guys collect rent, or when do you guys
Holly. I think we're going to have to come back to you. Holly, are you there now? Okay.
She's talking on the other phone, isn't she?
Talking on the other, it sounds like she's got the fly up with her. No, okay. We'll come back to that one. We don't want to interfere there. Right then, Carolyn.
Ken, just to give you some feedback. Hello, Denise, you lovely,
Dina.
Lovely lady. Ken, last week, Mercury was still retrograde. You know, I'm kind of a geriatric. What was happening is last week, eventually, you could hear the guest and they could hear you. But anyway, it worked two way, but not three. But anyway, I agree with Denise. When you tried to screen me, you couldn't hear me at all. And you were staticky and you sounded like you were in the Black Sea speaking through at the bottom through a tin can.
I can hear you, Carolyn, plain as day. It's Dina, not Denise.
I can hear you very clearly, Denise. I can hear you. Blessings. I love to hear Ken, too, but, yes, I'm just so grateful. I was trying to tell Ken, Denise, I'm
Carolyn,
an old friend of
Dina.
Some of his friends.
I'm Dina.
I'm sorry. You know what? That's what Gremlins did. Thank you for correcting me. I knew it was Dina, but somehow that came out. I'm sorry.
I've got a lovely sister, Denise. I've got a sister,
you do.
Denise. Yeah.
Well, see, that's why. You're like the Duggar family. Everybody's name.
I've also got a sister, Debbie.
See, I don't tell people that was a spiritual, a Freudian slip. Anyway, Dina, what I was going to say was I called in last week, and Ken, I was just listening because I didn't want to, even though I got at the very end of the show, as you know, Ken is such a beautiful soul and a lovely man. And anyway, so he said, well, call back. So I just tuned in to listen, and then it sounded like I couldn't believe it that you needed some more callers. So here I am. But where we left off last week is, I don't want to influence you, was let's just say I have my feet in more than one dimension, okay, at this point. Okay.
Did I speak to you last week, Carolyn? Did I speak to you last week?
Was that you? Oh, my gosh. When you say last week,
I think I did.
Ken has Ken has the program more than one day.
Your voice
sounds familiar because I think spirit is making you familiar to me. But no, I'm 75. So it was a younger person to whom I spoke when I called in. It was not necessarily the same day.
Okay. Right. Okay. I'm sure.
Maybe we spoke in spirit. Sorry.
we have spoke before because I can remember Carolyn. Okay, I'm just going to see what's going on with you. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Well, I just got out with the old, in with the new. Your strength, you've got inner strength, Carolyn. Like, you're there for other people. You're a beautiful soul yourself. And I just get, people must draw off you their strength. So you must give people strength. And don't fear to say exactly. Well, I've just got you there for everybody. Okay. And sometimes, how can I say this? Sometimes it's like sad because some people aren't there for you. So you've done more for them like than they've done for you. Because I get, you know, I'm a nice person. You know, kind of, I've helped them and, you know, they're not any offers or anything of help back. And then you want to say something, but you don't say it. So you think it, and then you're left with your thoughts thinking it where I would say it. Okay, so I kind of would, like, voice it. And I have got, forget the past, tomorrow's a new day, open the curtains, and it's kind of like, lovely new day tomorrow. And I have just got, you're never going to change. You're never going to change from who you are. So nobody can change you, and you're not up. So you will still be there for everybody, be there to help. I do think you need to make plans of your own and where you're going yourself. Is there somewhere you want to visit, like a holiday or go and stay?
Well, I think I'm going to visit Spirit soon. Let's put it that way. But you know, when you say I'm not going to change, I've had to struggle my whole life. I've never.
Yeah.
I'm an empath and a sensitive, but I'm also a warrior. So, you know, both sides of that, as far as giving my whole life to the underdogs and the, whether they're,
but
it doesn't matter.
But you don't get it back.
Life, even anyway. But that part of me, because let's just say the dark energy has tried to change the light in my heart, which is, and that's the part of me that will never change no matter what they throw at me, which has been, it's been ghastly, unremitting. So yes, there's a lot of sorrow, but I never gave particularly with the intention of getting something in return. It never, but of course I give so extraordinarily and then they know without my asking that I need certain things. And not only do they not reciprocate, but there's abandonment but I don't, you know, I just move on every day. As you said, it's just, no matter what, it's just
that's
beautiful.
What I'm talking
and
about.
Just, yeah.
Do you feel sad sometimes?
But I have tried to voice, you see, let's just say from the time I was born, came out when my soul erupted into this incarnation, and there's question about whether, you know, I signed on for this journey, and I don't agonize over that, because even if it wasn't the contract, I feel I've had the greatest sadness and sorrow, but every day, you know, and I'm not a person who needs to be needed. That's not part of it. I can't walk away from anybody else who's in need, no matter what their need is, whether they're being mugged on a street corner or sorrowful or whatever. So that part of me, as a light worker, that's the part of me, even though the light's flickering in my heart, that let's just say that the dark energy cannot erode or change because I'm attuned. And but I would like to stay longer here, but you say, is there a place you'd like to go? I've been trying to escape from where I am for years and years and years and years, and every time off the charts catastrophes come to keep me here, to say that it's not a matter of my not trying to cut the cords. It's just apparently I've had the dubious honor of being considered a worthy target for, let's just say, the negative energy, because I am. And, you know, I don't see myself as, but I do see myself as a follower of the divine, and regardless of the religion, all the things, the truth, kindness, healing, the light, love, all of that.
You're all of that, but what I am getting, Carolyn, is that you need to be with some people that make you laugh. I've just got sunshine.
I love to laugh.
That, see, which, you know, yeah. So
you make me think of my fair lady. I love to laugh loud.
Right.
No, that's the thing that's kept me going in spite of no matter what happens, the great sorrow. I have the sense of humor. Ken knows this if he thinks back for years. And I was blessed from the divine with a quick wit and repartee and just a great sense of camaraderie and laughter, which I share and resonate, you know, with, like, you know, you recognized it, the caller before last who had the lovely giggle. My heart just resonated. I was listening to her giggle, and that's medicine for the soul. It is.
Yeah. Well, I've just got the spirit cards on the table. So that's like at peace with spirit. This is like working with spirit. You have got a fire sign and a water sign connection, women, around you. I just get, like you said, I'm not trusting of all women around you at all. So it's kind of like use your own intuition about trusting, because I just feel you trust everybody until you mistrust, and then you're still there even if you mistrust, where I'm not. There's more learning for you, so
no,
I don't know what you want to learn
next. You're
right.
No, you're right. I'm extremes. There's no gray in me. I tend to think the best of everyone because I project you know, what's in my heart. But I was also given, it's always kind of amazed me myself. On the one hand, I'm very loving, giving, and in any capacity, even if I'm half dead myself, I'll go to try to help somebody else. But on the other hand, I'm 75 now. This is kind of a funny story. But spirit gave me the intuition. I can sense danger or evil around me. And I've learned, as they say, the devil hides under the cloak of the saint, which I think is very true.
Yeah.
And so once I initially engage because I think I project, that's the part where my value system on others. And then I have encountered some of the scariest, worst demonic. But when I started to say, when I was graduated from university, they didn't say there goes Carolyn Morrow. Well, I just gave my last name. That's okay. Carolyn, you know, the social chairman, the scholar, whatever they want. They said, there goes our human burglar alarm. I've always had a sense of danger. And when I get into gear with the danger, I become a defender, not just mentally, not just verbally, because I have the ability, but I'm talking physically. And spirit gives me the tools to literally, physically, whether it's getting a kitten off the freeway, what you call it, the motorway, with cars racing around me at 80 miles an hour, or whether I've had some encounters that you wouldn't believe, but I take the hits later, because let's just say the dark energy doesn't like me interfering. so I take a lot of hits. And can I just ask, Dina, when you said a water sign, the greatest sorrow, because I've had sorrows, everything I've loved, I've lost tragically, everything in front of me. And I sorrow, I'm kind of like that lady of sorrow, but I go on each day. I just am so grateful for what I have, not, and I don't mean to sound Pollyannish, but the beauties of nature. But when you said I see a water sign around you, is Virgo a water sign? I can't remember.
No, Virgo's an earth. This one is Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. And you have an Aries, Sag, Leo woman around you. So there's two women around you. One is water, one is fire.
Well, the reason I thought Virgo, I think the pictures of her is she's standing up carrying a jug. I knew that Virgo was an earth sign, but then I was sort of talking, of course, it depends on their chart. But, well, are you speaking of, when you say Dina around me, are you speaking of in this incarnation or in spirit?
This incarnation.
Huh.
Like,
because
alive.
I've been completely abandoned to a degree that if I sound chatty, it's because I have been muffled and silenced my whole life. And even now, when you say ask for help, even when I've tried to, I get muffled or the gremlins foul up the communication. So, because there's...
I can't think of course.
When you
meet someone,
I
you don't necessarily know their birth sign.
Right. Well, I just get, you're there for everyone. You're first to jump. I'll do it. I'll help. All this. All that. And then, you know, it doesn't have to cost. I just don't feel you're getting it back. So you're helping, and you're supposed to help.
No, I don't. But it's not like I offer to. I get drawn in, even though I say no, I can't. I'm all used up myself. As you said, you have to be something to yourself.
Yeah.
You have to recharge your own energy. You have to, and yet, even though I've made the resolution, Spirit will send me. I could tell you some stories, even a vision of somebody, a friend I hadn't seen for 25 years, and I knew she was going to die with a heart condition. I'm not kidding. Her dead son and her mother appeared to me, and I contacted her. And that's and you see, I don't go out looking for it. Fate just keeps I'm on the one hand the girl who can't say no, like the song, but it's not that I try to pull myself away. And being an empath and a healer, I feel I just can't.
I was going to say, you're not going to change. I've said that before. You're not going to change.
Right.
I have got some good stuff coming to you anyway. So I've just got learn to go with the good. You've got some good stuff coming towards you. When were you folding washing?
I'm sorry, Dina, you broke up. Could you repeat that, please?
When were you folding a lot of washing? Last couple of days.
I don't have a lot of I'm pretty much, let's just say, bedbound now to 90s and a few garments. But I was folding some clothes. Let's just say my fourth washing machine blew up. But I was folding some clothes yesterday or the day before. Last night I was carrying some.
Folded washing. Yeah. Well, this is two lovely women
I was folding
in spirit.
Some. I folded it and left it. I'm pretty weak now. Let's just say my body, I'd like to stay longer, but let's just say my body's in very bad shape as far as even being able to stand up and ambulate at this point.
Okay. Well, there's two lovely women around you, in spirit, this is, and they were watching you unfolding some clothes, you see, and they're around you. So it's two lovely women. And I feel one went over 75 and one went younger than 75. So there's two. So older, what I call old is 75, 80, 85, 90, you know, 80s, 90s kind of thing. And there's a younger woman around you. And I do believe they're the same, like family, okay? It is family. So there is family around you in spirit, looking over you.
May I ask? My beloved Nana, whom I've been thinking about, you know, when things get so bad, of course I call in to my guardians, my guides. And by the way, every day, if the smallest thing goes right, I say, thank you, Divine. I'm so grateful if the smallest thing goes right. But I've been trying to communicate with my beloved Nana, who would be, she was born, I think, in 1879. She lied a year. She said 1880, my dear. But anyway.
How old was she when she died?
She was a March. She was a late March. She was 96 when she died.
That's the older person. Right. There's two women. That's the older. I want to go. There's one older.
Dina, she had a March. Oh, I'm sorry. When you said people around me, she had a March, I think March 20-something is birthday. And that puts her, you know,
Okay. But I want to say, so that's your Nana, and there's a woman that died less than 75. A woman. So she's with your Nana.
I'm not aware
of
it, but there were a lot of family secrets. There were a lot of family secrets. So who knows, maybe in a past incarnation. But I'll think about it. Is there anything else that identifies her as far as, kind of laugh. As they say, middle age I think it was 40 to 65. Now 40 to 65 is the new middle age, and 65 to to 70 or 80 is senior. So the younger woman, do you have a sense of when she was incarnated or any identifying thing about her?
All I can say is she's with the older. So she's with your Nana. So it must be on her side. You know, like in spirit.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It will come to you. Okay, that's your reading, Carolyn.
Well, thank you. Blessings. That was more than generous.
Okay.
And you are such, I love his word, lovely man. And, you know, as you were saying, laughter for both of you, because, of course, I can do the Brits. I love the Cockney. My Fair Lady, you know, that wonderful scene with the original Rex Harrison and Audrey. I love to laugh loud and loud. No, that's Mary Poppins. That's Mary Poppins. I love to laugh. So we always go out laughing. We always go out laughing. Thank you. Blessings. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
And, you know, it's 75 is actually 12. Yeah. So you work that out. And then, okay. 75, 7 and 5, 12. And you break it down in numerology to one single number, 12, 1 and 3, 1 and 2, sorry, 1 and 2, 3. So, yeah, so work that out then if you can. That's how this numerology of breaking it down to one single number. And, you know, stay childlike. Because 3-year-old is the start of learning, yeah. By the time they're 7 years of age, normally we're having everything drummed out of us. So all the spiritual stuff gets kind of drummed out of us by the time we reach 7 years of age, unless it is nurtured. If it's not nurtured, and it's usually drummed out of us by the time we're 7 years of age. Yeah. So, there you go. But if you think of life that way, you'll never grow old. Yeah. Okay, let's see if Holly finally made it back with us. I don't know, because we've called 3 or 4 times now. Oh, no. I don't want to bring another phone on the air, you see. That's what it is. And if Holly's in conversation there, we don't want that going over the air because it's private. Okay, so let's just find out. Holly.
Sorry.
There
oh,
you are.
Sorry.
That's fine.
We heard you talking to someone else, they've cut off.
Too funny. Yeah, anything new today for me?
Can you hear me, Holly?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
me?
That's better. Yes, I can now. Okay, it was a bit in the distance. Okay, Holly, money, spent money, saving money, sorting money. So it's about money. Okay, this is feeling down about money. This is kind of like needing more money. This is kind of like needing more money. Okay. So, you know, like needing more money to do what you want to do. Surplus. You need surplus money. That's what I'm looking for. So anything surplus, it's a save up for surplus. So it's not house. It's not household stuff. This is kind of like a bit frustrations here. A bit frustrations. I will tell you, Holly, there's a baby coming in your family.
Okay.
So, I don't know who's having that. But
me either.
I'm going to... there's a baby coming, so... Okay, so I don't know if someone's actually pregnant or you've heard or not, but there's a baby coming. Okay, so... Okay. I'm not trusting a woman around you. She's Capricorn Taurus Virgo. I've got the word trust, the issues, trust, and there's an air sign woman. So there's two women.
Yes, my
so
boss.
I'm not trusting. Right.
Three women?
What sign? Two women.
Where's
I'm not
my
trusting
boss?
Two women. What sign is your boss?
I don't know.
Right. Well, there's two. So I don't know who she talks to because I'm just kind of like, there's issues, Holly, and I'm just like, you know, smiling, hi, and getting on with your day kind of thing. I'm not engaging unless I have to with her. You know, kind of like, I'm not doing chit-chat with her. You're there to work, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the only thing I'm talking about to her. I've just got... Right, this is like a bit boring at work for you, so this is just getting through it. There's a man to talk to about work, so this is get on to him. Take a leap of faith, talk to this man. I just feel you're going to get more sense out of a man than you are a woman. So this is talking about work. You'll always be able to work, Holly, and you'll always have a job. It's just like, I just feel there's a bit better job for you. And this is offers. So there will be offers. You've had offers before. There's going to be offers again. Whether you take the offers, I don't know. You may have to ask. So this is ask and then the offers will come in. So don't be afraid. His man keeps popping out. Air is Sagi Leo. So he's a fire sign man. Okay. Oh, this is work. This is, it's all about work. Okay, so do you feel you get on with better with men, Holly, than you do with women?
Yeah, 100%.
Well, it is 100%. So I'd want to be the only woman in with 100 men if I were you, and not mixed. So I don't want to be in a mixed place. Anyway, there's some
good news. It's
always
been like that.
Oh, right. So you must have a laugh with the men and tease. And not the women. So I just feel that
the
women
hate
a bit
me
more.
Because I have a lot of men friends. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, well, is a man friend, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. But this is, I just feel you've got a couple of men around you who you are supposed to have around you as soul people, Holly. Like meant to meet is soul. And that hasn't got to be a relationship. That could be a friend and that could be everything. You have got a decision to make. This is about yourself. Don't bring anyone else into it because this is an issue that you've got to make a decision over, but it will be the best decision you make. So you will make that decision. It will be the best decision. It is don't look back from that decision. And I've just got woo woo. So that's good. Sometimes you don't listen to yourself, Holly, so sometimes you might dismiss your mind. I'm getting a spiritual card for everyone tonight. This is look at your spiritual side. Ask your angels. Ask your guides. And then I've got look on the computer, Holly, because they're switching the screen on. This is find out anything you want to know. You actually, Holly, know what you don't want. So at least you're halfway there on that one. So you need it's about work, Holly. So you've got to go to what you want to do. This is about work, job, moving, whatever you want to do, but money. So this is, you know what you don't want. I just got busy. So you need to be looking at everything you do want. So it's like we're talking about manifesting tonight, aren't we? So manifest, get with the people, get with the program, know where you're going, and I've just got, Run towards it. Because there is a little bit of waiting game, Holly, but the magician, I just got the magician, you've got to create the life you want and your desires. And this is kind of like, I just got knock, knock. So you may have to go and knock on doors for anything, make phone calls. This is kind of all this. Do you think about work when you're not at work, Holly?
Yeah.
Right. Because I don't. If I'm not doing this, I don't think, well, you know, about readings. I don't think about work. And I've just got, you need to put your boxes are showing me. So you need to put your life in different boxes. That's your work box. This is your home box. This is your hobby box. This is what you want to do box. And I'm like getting a different box out.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you want to, there is a waiting game, Holly. So. You may have to, like, hold fire, time in. Is this a time that you do it? You'll know, because intuition will tell you. You'll know, and I just get, don't wait for opportunities, Holly. Go and knock doors. So this is knock, knock. Is there anything you want to ask, Holly?
Yeah, the same thing I asked yesterday was,
how am I going to find the person to help me with this music? Who is he? Where do I find him?
Right. Oh, well, that's what I'm saying, knocking doors. Okay. How does everyone else find people?
So what does spirit say?
Knock on doors. I can hear
well,
knocking, you see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, knocking on doors, inquiring, how do other people... That's why I said, how does Justin Bieber do it? He was on YouTube, wasn't he? That's what I said to you last night.
Yeah,
he
told me that yesterday. Yeah.
Do you put your work on YouTube?
No.
Right. Can you put your work on YouTube?
When my book is complete, I will.
Right. Because I'm getting knock on doors and, you know, kind of other people. And songs you write, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do you know anybody that can sing your songs or you sing the songs? And put on YouTube? Can you
I'm
do that?
I'm not wanting to be a singer, but I could do it. I want to hire a real singer, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you know anybody that can sing it?
No.
Sing your song?
If I did, I would have just done it already.
Right. Right. So where'd you get a singer from? I don't know. Well, I don't know if you put it on your Facebook, advertise, I don't know, you know, kind of like across the internet.
Uh-huh.
Do you put it out there? I'm a songwriter,
okay.
You know.
Uh-huh.
I just get, if I could jump over where you are, Holly, I would go and knock the doors for you. And I'd be like, let's try this, let's try that. What have you tried? What haven't you tried?
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of... What do you feel you haven't tried, Holly?
I have no idea. That's the problem.
Oh, so it's ideas we need to do. Okay. Because I did think last night, the ideas, and I've just got, I don't know what you've tried and what you haven't. Because what you tried isn't that. So I just feel you need to, like, start again. It's kind of, are you in all music groups on Facebook?
No.
Why haven't you joined them?
Because, I don't know.
I'm coming up with ideas here, Holly. Let's knock doors and
I'm hearing you, and
try.
I'm writing them down.
Okay. Right. So, like, I'm in about, I don't know, 10 spiritual groups. I'm in a tarot group. I'm in,
oh, yeah, I'm
spiritual.
In all
I'm in healing.
I don't hear a word.
I'm in healing. Right.
Yeah.
So, you don't what?
I'm in like 20 of those too on Facebook, and I don't
right.
hear anything from them. I don't, it's like add, and that's the
yep.
end of it. Add, and that's the end of it, you know?
No, what you have to do, Holly, to get it on your feed, you have to put a like. You have to say something, then the algorithm will say, oh,
mm-hmm.
Holly's interested in this, she's wrote on it. So
mm-hmm.
look on Facebook, singers, you know what you can put in. I've just got Twitter, Instagram, singers. So I think you need to join another 20 group singers, and you need to get on there. I'd do it and I'm dyslexic, but I'd come over there, get your phone, and I'd be like, I write songs. But I need a singer, and I live in blah blah,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be putting it. You need to be join the face group singing lyrics, because there's lyric groups, isn't there? I'm gonna have a look tonight anyway, when
mm-hmm.
I come off here, and yeah, so I'll find you some. So that's what I'd be doing. Like,
okay.
I'm into crime, murders, and I watch all the crime murders ID and, you know, on Sky. Well, I'm in their groups. I'm in, like,
yeah.
some closed groups. But you have to get in, and then you have to comment. So, and that brings it back up.
Yeah,
so
I've done that on Instagram. I'm on that on Instagram,
right.
but not Facebook.
Well, I don't know much about Instagram. I'm lost. I can't even... I know I can get to me, but I don't know what to do. But do it, and then you turn on notifications. So you join a group,
mm-hmm.
You put like, and you turn on the three little buttons, you press on it, notifications. So every time someone posts something, notifications. Then you write something on the wall. So you can put a status up on their wall. You know, I write songs. Is anybody interested? How do you put them on YouTube? Do you get a singer? Somebody, there's other people like you, Holly, what I'm saying. So they started somewhere. And I reckon there's ideas on the Facebook sites.
Yeah.
So you get, I'm going to have a look after. So it, you write, I'm going to, you write songs, yeah? What else do you do?
That's it.
Where else? Right. So is, you want to be a song?
Well, you're breaking up. Say again?
You want to be a full-time songwriter?
Yeah, I don't want to be on stage. I don't want a band. I just want to write.
Well, Holly, I'm going to look on Facebook and look and see where I would go. If I'm a songwriter, I would have a look where I would go personally myself. So
yeah.
I will come up with some ideas, and I will tell you next time I'm on, okay? So I will write them out.
Sounds
where
good.
I would go personally. Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Thanks, Holly. Another thing that you could do there, I don't know whether David Cassidy is still alive or whether he's passed over or not. So I know that he made a hit song because he was with the Cassidy family. Cassidy family, I think it was called at the time. And obviously, David's just one of them. He wrote a song called I Am the Singer and I Write the Song. But you listen to that piece of music, and anybody that's ever wrote words to a song or poetry or anything, just go and get some inspiration from that piece of music, because it is a wonderful piece of music. Yeah. The inspiration that comes from that, I am the singer and I write the song. You know, it's just I used to sit in my room for hours, and I'm sure probably most teenagers did, writing things down, writing words, songs, and then trying to put a tune to them, I used to do that. I haven't got none of them there now, obviously, if I was to search through old diaries or whatever, I'd probably find something. I still have old diaries where I've got poetry and that I've written. There's some of it up on Facebook. One piece of poetry that I wrote there stayed in the archive books of the Spiritualist Church. I believe that's still there to this day. It was just a letter, really. But they said that they would put it in the book and it would stay there permanently. So far as I know, it's still there. Can't even remember the words of it now. It was just, inspiration at the time. I think when you write something down, then you want to script it somewhere, yeah? So that, you can go back to it. But I never knew anything about that. It's just really knowing things, because I didn't you know, I'm not into that. I didn't really know anything. So as regards keeping things, writing them down and making them, or doing copyright or anything like that, to make it yours, you know, and then if the words go out of your head, you find that somebody else has found it 10 years later and made it there. You know, which I don't mind, because it's like, if those words have inspired somebody in some way, why not? I mean, when we started doing Psychic Choice Radio, you know, I was inspired by the person that I was doing shows for at the time. And they said to me, why don't you go and do your own show? Why don't you do it? Because, you know, you're good at it and sort of thing. And you get used to it very quickly. Well, I didn't know what type of show I'd be doing. I didn't have a clue what he was on about. You know, when he said, go and do a blog talk radio show of your own, I thought, well, what sort of show? And then he said, because never thought for one moment that we'd be doing these type of shows. And then bringing psychics and mediums together. Anyway, we've got 23 minutes on the clock there if anybody would like to call in and get a reading with Dina this evening. Now, Dina's been working with us over two nights this week, last night and tonight. I'm sure she'd like to get away early if possible. So I think what we're going to do is shut shop, because I'll just say that, and we'll stay here, but I'll bet you on when I say that we're going to shut shop, that somebody will dare to call in, yeah? So it usually happens, but Dina, I think what it is we're going to shut shop, see what happens after we've played the piece of music. I'll stay here, you stay there, and see what happens, because I just got that feeling. But we're not going on that. We are not going over. So you've got 22 minutes from now.
That you love.